are recording. Yay! Thank you everyone for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls podcast, in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls and then we break it down scene by scene like crazy people. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have a very awesome, very special guest, the one and only Hot Rock Super Joy.
Oh my God, that's me. Yo, thanks for having me on. Thank you for being a podcast. Thanks. Yay. Yeah, this is going to be awesome. I was pretty excited, homies, when you guys gave me a call and you said it was all Golden Girls thing. Mm. I was like, yeah, this is awesome, because those are my two favorite things next to weed. I love gold and I love girls. But then we was watching all these old biddies on the TV. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Yo, I don't know if you guys had a rapper on your show yet, but I feel this is where crossover potential is going to really happen for all of us, homies.
I think you're a first rapper.
Yeah, all right.
And if we had a rapper, we had no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Because they did not tell us.
Oh.
So you are.
We may have had a seizure rapper. First, I'm in the closet rapper.
A closeted rapper. No, but.
There are plenty of those around.
You're
Phoenix,
the first open rapper on our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, homies. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I'm just slapping paper. So we usually start off by asking our guests, what is their Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls affected your life in any way? So take it away, Hot Rock.
Oh my God. So, like I said before, you know, I love gold and I love girls.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a whole different idea of what was going to be
happening. Gold diggers.
Exactly, yo. Truth, you know, I might lose a little street cred on this, but I feel that probably Snoop feels the same way as me. Homie, I watched that ish back in the day. Yo, I learned a lot from the Golden Girls. I learned how old women need love too, yo. And now I'm just trying to be spread that around. So that's what I learned from the Golden Girls, yo. Nice. And Blanche is Betty and she's hot.
Were you watching it? Like, what part of life were you in?
I was pretty high at the time, but I've been high a lot, so you know that's my thing. I don't know. I can't even remember. Yo, I'm too high. I don't even remember the show that we just watched.
It's okay.
Yo. So I'm hoping that you guys will help me through this.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good. Sometimes we're just too stoned to remember our Golden Girls memories.
I remember masturbating as a young man to the Golden Girls.
Did you really?
I don't know. Well, you know, Blanche is fine for what she got. She reminded me a little bit of Mrs. Fox, my English teacher back in the day.
Wow.
Back when I was in Europe, because I'm originally from Europe, Genevieve. I don't know if you could tell by my accent and shit. But yeah. Yeah, Golden Girls was dope, homie.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you for being a friend.
I've never masturbated to Golden Girls.
Oh, you got to try.
I won't. I got to put on the George Clooney episode.
Life is long, yo. So am I.
All right. And so we watched an awesome episode today. It's awesome now, but while watching it, I just felt like there are parts that made me very uncomfortable, but we'll get to that. But as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to give us a brief synopsis of the episode we watch for the listener that wasn't there with us.
Do you need a beatbox behind you while you do this?
Yes! This will be amazing!
Well, Dorothy is going on a date, and it turns out it's a blind date.
Blind.
Yeah. And it turns out that she's pretty into him, or at least he's into her, literally. But yeah. So
is that sexual innuendo that you be kicking on the podcast right
it
there?
Is.
No?
Vajay. It is.
Dorothy's sweet, sweet Vajay.
She's got the best lover she's ever had.
And she's been around for a while too, yeah. So you know it.
Yes. And our B plot, Blanche and Rose decide to take on some motherless orphans.
Motherless orphans, yo.
Specifically motherless.
Motherless girls.
You fatherless
girls.
Of motherless girls. All you other fatherless girls.
No.
Go fucking wait in the van.
They was trying to. If a bastard is a boy that don't got no daddy, what does that make these girls, yo? Bastardettes. I don't know.
Bastardettes.
Bastardettes.
Bastard Dad.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Am I destroying your thing? Do you think, baby? I'm not trying
to. I'm done.
All right. Cool. And that's what happened. You. That's exactly what happened. Thank you very much. That was a great synopsis.
That was a synopsis, if there ever was one. That was one. Okay. And so, the episode is titled Love Me Tender. And it is season 4, episode 12. And the original air date is February 6th. 1989.
Ooh, so, this was a week before Thanksgiving. What the hell? Valentine's Day. So it was kind of to get people worked up.
Yeah.
Doing the programming on the people back in 89 to go have sex. Yeah.
But the next episode is like a Valentine's Day episode. Oh, it was like next week's of 1989 on Valentine's Week. Like they're all dressed in like hearts. Oh. And it's called Valentine's Day. I think the episode's called that. So I was like, were they trying to fluffer us?
Yes, yes.
For totally. Valentine's
exactly.
Day.
Getting us ready for that ish.
Get ready for that. Just calling your fuck buddy. Like, and then breaking up with your fuck buddy.
We should look at what... We should look at what Empty Nest was doing that week, if maybe they had something that was also kind of on the fluffy side.
Well,
like,
maybe they saw like steamy. Everybody having an orgy at the end of the episode, and like Dreyfus gets in on that. Empty Nest is the spinoff of Golden Girls.
Okay, I was confused. Sorry. I was like, Empty Nest, but, I don't know what's going
on. And so they had week when the shows were on at the same time, they had weekends where the episodes crossed over.
Oh.
And so if there was like a hurricane in Golden Girls, there was a hurricane in Empty Nest.
So was they on the same night of the week back then? So it was like Empty Nest was immediately following the Golden Girls. I got you, yo. Okay.
So yeah.
I got this.
It's very, very confusing. Okay. So we start off with Dorothy in the living room with everybody, and she's like pacing back and forth like a tiger in heat. I imagine a tiger in heat paces. I don't know. But
I think so.
Okay. But she's waiting for her blind date. And
he ain't blind though.
He ain't blind.
No.
That's the episode 2 weeks ago. Listener publishing wise, like not recording wise, we kind of went out of order, but okay, so she's waiting for this dude to show up, and so she met a Sophia who's hooking this up, and she went to like a dating service.
It was
right?
Like dating.com before dating.com was around or something like that, where you put in your picture and then they go and they be all like trying to hook you up and shit. Yeah.
It reminds me of that movie Singles, where they sort of did that. Do you remember that movie?
The movie, that'd be about grunge-ish, like it that was, up in Seattle, right?
Yeah, Seattle.
And yeah, they had like that had an awesome soundtrack, yo. That shit was the really bomb. Good movie. I remember that shit.
And like they had the dating like videos that were
it's
circulating.
It's like Tinder for 1989 is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's out of control. And so she, Rose comes in with this big box, and Dorothy was waiting for the date, and she thought it was gonna be her date, but they opened the door and it was Rose. And then Blanche put Dorothy in this like very sexual position, which like made me like very uncomfortable. Like it was like
Dorothy lunged at her a bit.
Yeah. Right?
I was getting ready to, you know, unbuckle my belts at about that time. I know whatever made you feel uncomfortable, it was working for me, yo. That purple outfit, she looked like Prince.
She did.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And she had the pearl necklace velvet all around her neck, which kind of be like sending the message to whoever the blind date is on what she do.
She wants jizz all
over
her
you
neck.
Know it. Yeah.
Yeah.
While Purple Rain plays in the background. Or
I
Barney.
I never meant to call you at a sorrow. Oh, sorry about that. I'm sorry.
I want you to jizz on my neck.
This is the closest thing we have to a Prince tribute.
There was, yo.
On this podcast.
Oh, man. Blanche joins in. She's like, there's a Be a Pal program, which is basically Big Brother's Big Sister's version. I don't know how long they have been around.
At least since 1989, yo.
At least since 1989.
I think they ended right after this episode.
Kind of sent the wrong message about the right? girls that they be pushing around on yeah. their own women.
They are, these girls, they are...
Ratchets.
They are hood rats.
Oh, hood rat hoes. Hood They're rat going hoes. To the mall, yo. But
the worst, they are fake hood rat hoes that just come at you with their drama fucking trying to get you to go to jail. It almost seemed like they weren't even trying to steal something for themselves. They were trying to put Blanche, and I know I'm jumping ahead, Blanche and Rose in jail.
Yeah.
But more on that later, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we'll more talk. On that later.
We ain't even there yet, yo. Mm-hmm.
We're not even there. And so, finally, it's that guy. He shows up, and he is a very short man.
What was his name, homie? I can't remember little homie's
Eddie.
Name.
Eddie.
Yeah. Eddie. Bald Eddie.
Yeah.
Short, talks, bald Eddie with the tiny voice.
Like a tiny fucking, midget from Wizard of Oz.
He was kind of like he looked like a less sexy Mickey Rooney.
Who's he looked like...
He's, I ain't never looked at Mickey Rooney as a sex type, but yeah, I guess you're right. Oh. Come to think about it, yo.
He looked like the guy from the Raisin in the Sun movie, the white guy that comes to try to buy them out. Do you remember that little white dude?
You know what? I don't remember. In the newest version, it's John Stamos.
Is it? Oh yeah. My God. So this pipsqueak little white dude is sent to tell the black people from Raisin in the Sun that you can't live in a white neighborhood. Anyway, listeners, watch Raisin in the Sun.
He looks like a Q-tip.
He looks like a Q-tip.
Yeah.
But not the Q-tip, the rapper. We're talking Q-tip that you put in your ear.
Yeah.
Oh, not the one that you listen
Unless
to.
Unless Q-tip the rapper is licking the inside of your ear. Oh then God, yes, Q-tip the rapper is in your ear.
A word.
Word. Crow just went into my face. I didn't even notice. Okay. Is that how you say it? I don't know.
LaCroix.
Okay.
They're sponsored.
Get that money. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. This dude is I've been depressed for a year and a half. I've my wife of 25 years left me.
Send him a Dear John letter, yo.
Dear John letter. And Rose is oh, your wife is so sad. Your wife didn't know what your name was.
After 25 years and he still doesn't know your name.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I don't understand any of this. Because I'm jumping ahead, but if he is so sexually attractive to women, why are you so sad, and why did your wife leave you?
Why did you have to take a weird
a test?
Weird dating service.
Online
dating
1989 service, yeah. Tinder. Why did you have to do that if you could just walk into a bar and ladies want to suck your little white person dick? Anyway. Doesn't check out. Anyway. So therapy. He's oh, he had a therapy session that night.
What if his wife just realized that she was a lesbian, yo?
That's true.
That could have been the problem, homie.
Roberta and Janice now own Roberta's. Oh. No longer Roberta and Eddie.
Nope.
Who's in the kitchen now?
But that was 1989, homie. They ain't gonna be using the word lesbian on TV back in 1989.
They
had a lesbian episode, I think, a couple seasons ago on Golden Girls.
Oh yeah, my God.
They had a lesbian in Golden Girls.
I'm gonna check
and they've
that
had a
shout,
gay
yo.
Guy, but the most handsome, straight gay guy.
Gotcha.
Anyway, you know what I mean? it was fucking John Wayne.
Is that the George Clooney episode you was talking about, yo?
Yes, George Clooney is fucking gay. He's fucking gay in that episode. Okay. You know the George Clooney Golden Girls episode? The gay episode, right? Okay, so then he's... Okay, there's this one line where Eddie's I gotta feed you now, right? He's like... Like she's a dog. Oh yeah, I gotta feed you. Okay. And so the next scene, they're in the living room and Blanche is like making a list of what all those, what the hood rats and them can do, because they're gonna, she wants to be a role model and all this stuff. And then Dorothy gets home and she's wearing the same outfit.
The next morning,
the next morning.
Walk of shame, yo.
They're her fucking Barney walk of shame rags dripping from all of Eddie's old man jizz or whatever comes out at that age. like just rat.
His sperm dust, yo.
Sperm dust.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and so Dorothy, I think everybody's pretty, everyone calls her like a slut, but she never really says she slept with him.
No, she was right? She was all like, no, we just hung out and talked all morning because he's so sad.
So sad.
And so I was just trying to be right and do the nice thing. Yo.
She was like, totally lying.
She's totally lying to her homies, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went to dinner at his wife's restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Roberta's and Janice.
That's where he took her to feed her.
While he'd be trying to beg his wife to come back to him or some ish like that, right?
Maybe he knew that if he took her there, he could get her a staff meal or something like that, or a shift meal or something.
Discount.
She's like, I have Prince with me.
I think he took her trying to make his wife jealous, yo. Mm-hmm. Because she was all dressed up like Purple Rain, homie. And she was just like,
he climbed inside of her, like, and then busted out Prince.
Wow. Yeah.
He's like, you're...
yeah.
Oh, man.
He's pretty short, and Dorothy's pretty tall. Like, they could totally do the whole... he could burst out from, like, underneath, like, her clothes. And,
yeah.
Like, I mean, she definitely looks like someone that's, like, two people and, like, a raincoat or something.
She's stage-like. She can be a stage for someone. Okay, so no one's on board with this. Sophia even tells her, like, I know it's been a while since you've dated, but this is a fucking bad date, and you can't tell. Nobody knows at this point that this guy is, like, the fuckmaster of all fuckmasters, apparently. okay, and so the next scene, they're in the living room. Okay, and so this is when they meet Jackie and Marla. And so they open the doors, and it's like this white chick and this black chick.
Meet Rose and Blanche, right?
Yeah.
The two motherless girls.
The motherless girls. Yeah, they keep referring to these girls as the motherless.
It sounds so... I mean, they probably have dads.
Yeah.
They have dads, so it's not like...
But the dads are not... It's the 80s and
their dads don't know how to braid hair.
They don't know how to braid hair because it's the 80s. Dads only know how to like throw a ball.
They're the girls ask for tampons and the dad just throws the tampon like a football.
Go long.
Go long. Oh my God.
And then the like little string is just flapping in the wind. And then she catches it with her vagina. That's the best part about being a teenager in 89.
God damn, I don't remember this part of 1989. I mean, I remember Two Live Crew was about 1989, and there's some similar kind of references to be going on. But yo, I don't remember that, yo.
Yeah. Okay.
Dope. Yeah. I want to go back to 89. Oh my God, I'm dressed like 1989.
You're dressed like 1989.
Oh my God, yo. So what happened then? I forgot because I'm high.
They were like, it's cool. So, like, that's why I have these.
Oh, you're so smart.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's gone. Okay. So, like, these girls are scam artists. And so they're, like, very wholesome. They call Blanche pretty. Like, they're, like.
I knew it in the first 12 seconds, yo. I was ready for that. I was like, oh, these girls are going to jack these ladies, yo.
Yeah. Who knows how much fucking stuff they stole from that house?
Oh, my God.
You know, they went into.
They went back to Blanche's room before they even knew where Blanche's room was.
They didn't even know where
Blanche's. They've been casing the joint.
Word. Like, who's the next ones that we're getting hooked up with?
they're like outside in the backyard and they're
being
like,
landscapers
and
or
like, dude, and they're like, hey, big pal corporation, can you guys assign us together? We need to go in on a double, like a double mom. like these girls, how do they assign them together? Like, this is a total.
I bet it was on the computer, just like the 89 Tinder, yeah. Yo.
So all the girls are probably scammers, and whoever pair up, like, that's who they hang out with. Kind of like, I don't know, prostitutes.
Yo, where does Golden Girls happen at? Is that in
Miami,
Florida?
Yeah.
Miami,
Florida. Florida. Yeah, all mm-hmm. right. So, yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of potential there for hood rattery, you know?
Boom.
Okay, so then they're like, oh, do you want to go see a movie? Can we go see that X-rated movie? I don't think they use X-rated, the word, but like Mel Gibson is it? What was
Tequila
that movie?
Tequila Sunrise.
Tequila Sunrise?
I think it's X-rated.
It's R-rated, though.
R-rated.
Yeah.
It's R-rated. Okay, I don't know about this movie, but it sounds terrible. Do you guys?
I never saw it.
I don't really drink, homie.
It sounds like a knockoff cocktail. You know,
I think.
Okay.
Is that Ellen Barkin was in that ish Tequila Sunrise? I'm trying to.
Ellen Barkin.
You know what? It sounds
God,
like.
I don't even know.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Tequila Sunrise.
Yeah.
It's a Mel Gibson plays a black man. In
turns
blackface.
Out he's racist. He's just like the sequel.
Oh
he's
God.
The other side of Tequila and Lucky.
Hold on, I'm gonna all Google right, this right. shit. No, let's see what we got here. Tequila Sunrise came out in in a seaside California town. Best friends Mac, Mel Gibson, and Nick Kurt Russell on opposite sides of the law. Mac is a former drug dealer trying to clean up his act, while Nick is a high-profile detective trying to take him down, take down a Mexican drug lord named Carlos, which was Raul Julia. Soon, Nick's loyalties are put to the test when he begins to have an affair with restaurateur Joanne Michelle Pfeiffer. Yo, that's the blonde that was in that movie, Michelle Pfeiffer. Oh, a loving interest of Max unwittingly leading his friend into a police-orchestrated trap. Yo,
that's
a trap.
Why. Like, that's why
I thought
those girls.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Dramatic reading by Hot Rock Superjoy 2016.
Reading.
Copyright. All
so
rights reserved.
So funny. So weird that that movie got referenced that I've never, none of us have heard of. Okay, and so.
They also referenced Oliver and Company.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh,
it's
man.
A cartoon dog, right?
It's a cartoon cat with a pal of. It's an orphaned cat. A motherless cat.
A motherless cat.
A motherless
there you
cat.
Go. That's why they're calling it.
Wah, wah, wah.
I wonder,
is there
hey,
a motherless
Michelle
thing?
Michelle Pfeiffer was the
Sunrise?
Orphan in Tequila
see,
Mockingbird.
They didn't
yep.
want to see a motherless movie because they're bitches.
Word.
And so they fucking went and saw Tequila Sunrise.
That's what they wanted.
And because they're also in the Mexican cartel.
Yep. Taking that all that cash that they stole from
yeah.
Blanche and buying
yeah.
Eddie's weed
pimp.
With it, yo. 1989 brick weed that comes in a kilo. You got to break off a corner. It's all moldy and gross with seeds and stems, but you don't care because it's weed.
There was just like a block of weed in that bag. Did you steal her weed?
We ain't there yet, homie. We ain't even
oh,
been
I
to
know.
The mall yet.
Yeah.
You're
I
getting ahead
to that
of yourself,
all.
Yo.
Okay. All right. Let's get there. Okay. So then... Dorothy tells Rose about her lust-based relationship.
In confidant.
And your pal in a confidant, Rose. And so, but is she? But is she?
No, she ain't. Because she's a loudmouth. She can't help it.
The biggest box will not have my name on it. Okay.
The biggest gift.
Well, okay. And so, Rose. The next scene, they're in the living room, and Dorothy, Blanche has borrowed Dorothy's earrings. Dorothy has borrowed Blanche's earrings, and Blanche of course, calls her ears fat, and we
she
all
calls
laugh.
Her ears big.
Big,
not petite.
Not petite. What's that? I'm sorry.
Nothing. I was going to say something, but then I short-term memory loss. I lost it, yo. So just keep going.
Okay,
no, don't pay no mind to me, yo.
Blanche at this point is like suspicious. of Dorothy.
What's going on? Why is she hanging out with this loser? That's what she'd be thinking.
Yeah, like, why do they just come home late? Why is she eating before the date? Because he's not buying her food. He's not taking her to Roberta's anymore because they found this lust, this, like, weird. Well, it's not weird, but everybody else thinks it's weird. Everybody thinks she should not have a booty call. Like, it's unethical or something.
But they don't even know yet that she should, that it's a booty call yet. They're just trying to figure out why she'd be hanging out with this guy. Because he's a little loser that's always sad.
Yeah. So.
But.
Right. And so.
Dun, dun, dun.
So now it's like a minute. It's been probably like 60 seconds that then Rose reveals to Blanche that as Blanche, quote unquote, calls it, Eddie's a love machine. Yeah.
No.
We haven't even gotten to that scene. But oh my god. And so so Sophia, she's against it. She's like, no sport nookie. That's what she calls it. Sport nookie. I'm like, I have never heard that before.
I'm gonna use that in my next rap, yo. That's a dope lines right there. Sport nookie. Gotta come up with the rhyme like cookie. I don't know.
Sucking on some bookie. Sport dookie.
Oh my god. I think we got. Never mind. No. Well, hold on. Sophia.
We failed at rapping now.
I'm not a freestyle homie. I only need to get paid style. I can't come up off the top
I'm
of
not
my
a
head.
Freestyler.
I gotta plan that ish, yo.
Okay.
So we'll wait, Sophia brought. What's her name? Tall chick with the purple.
Dorothy.
Sophia brought Dorothy into the kitchen to the dinner table to be talking about, hey, what's going on? What's going on? And
while
and Rose was left with what's her name out in the living room. And so Dorothy be trying, I'm getting names confused.
It's okay.
Yeah, Dorothy be trying to tell Sophia what up, but not tell her. And then Blanche bust in and say,
yeah.
And who's says, love machine or some shit like
Eddie's
that.
A love machine.
That's right. Yo.
So now everybody knows.
Oh my god,
that.
Everybody knows. And
everybody fucking knows.
And Blanche doesn't care because she's a woman. She could do her own thing.
Yeah.
Blanche is like, that's what I do.
That's what I do,
that's my
yo.
Life.
Tear men's hearts out.
That's,
eat it.
She goes, that's Tuesday for me.
But like in that fucking scene is when like somehow Sophia convinces Dorothy to break up with him because I know you. And basically, I don't know if you got this from this, Dorothy's going to want more later on. She's going to get hurt.
Yep.
And then Dorothy's fucking agrees.
And Sophia doesn't want a little baby getting hurt. Yeah. You know? So she's trying to nip that shit in the bud
early. She calls
early.
Her a Sasquatch, but she fucking loves her.
She loves her. She loves her. You can tell.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. And so, all right. So the next scene is a department store scene, which is basically just two elevators and two mannequins. Because that's what all you need to
security gates.
And a lady who did not want to buy a tie. She was like, nope. And then like.
What a great gig. She probably got paid like $75 for that.
Yeah.
And back in 1989, homie, you could buy a lot of weed for $75, yo.
You could buy a bike.
Yeah, this woman, all she had to do was contemplate the Paula Poundstone lifestyle. And she was just like, nope, not
She's
for
like,
me.
Not for me, yo. Am I an Annie Hall person? Nah. Yeah, no. Okay, and so this is how it plays out. I guess they were at the mall.
Rose and Blanche go to the mall.
Rose and Blanche go walk into
to find the girls, right? That's where they're going to meet them up. It's like the hookup spot or some shit.
It's like so I assume that they were hanging out prior to this at the mall and they went separate ways. Mm-hmm. Or they were like, meet us in this Burlington Coat Factory.
That's the vibe I got, was meet us at the mall, yo.
Okay,
but
okay,
they couldn't be text messaging each other because it's 1989. How did people hook up in 1989? So I can't even remember.
She had to call. They had to call them and like say, at 4 o'clock, we'll be at Burlington Coat Factory.
South entrance.
South entrance. Where the elevators are. Second floor.
Look for the bitch looking.
Look for the sketchy bitch with a fucking bag.
With the bow tie.
And then I'm gonna hand you this bag. Like, oh my god. And so they're like, oh, She hands Blanche the bag. I don't know which one. And they're like, we're going to go throw pennies in the fountain. And so they run away.
Oh, and before they were late meeting them. And they were helping old ladies figure out the escalator.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the excuse
they That was the excuse right. the motherless girls said, yeah.
See what happens when mothers disappear?
But really, I mean, they just helped themselves yeah. to a heap of merchandise.
And put it in the bag. And then gave it to Blanche. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what fit in that bag? Like, and it also was, like, ties and men's jackets. Like, it was... I was like, what store are you at where you would want something from there? You should be at Claire's or something.
They stole a whole bunch of men's cologne.
The place reminded me of Dillard's, yo.
Yeah.
Yes.
While I was Dillard's looking at it, it had a Dillard's kind of vibe. Yeah. You know?
So there was like perfume and shit. Okay, so the next scene is...
So the girls, were going to go throw... pennies in the fountain,
yeah,
and they leave the bag with the two golden
girls.
And the golden girls start to walk out, right?
Yes. And then the alarm goes off.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And those girls are like, we're in the fountain. We can't hear you. Or
they
like,
already gone.
The splashing won't let me hear you. Like,
I can't hear you over the sounds of my wishes.
I wish I had a mother.
I wish you would take the rap for me.
I wish I could afford men's cologne on my own.
But they don't get the merchandise, so I don't understand what their plan was.
I don't understand what their plan would be because they would get caught.
Yeah. Right?
So they can't. So that's why I think they just wanted to fucking fuck with these bitches.
That's what I think was up, yo.
Yeah.
These inner city youth.
Later on.
1989.
Oh, yeah. Inner city Miami motherless youth. And so, like, that's why I was like, they're probably trying to get $150 each. That's what happens later. But the next scene, it's the morning, and Blanche and Rose spent the night at the slammer. That's what Rose calls a slammer. And so
it's probably just like some kind of security room, like in the bowels of Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah, it is the backstage of Burlington Coat. I just call the back rooms of everything backstage.
Backstage.
Okay, and so like they were calling all night, but Sophia wasn't home because Sophia wasn't answering the phone because she's mad at Dorothy. So which makes
because Dorothy be hanging out all night with
Eddie.
Homie. Yeah.
So she thinks that she's gonna be like calling in the middle of a date, like ma, like. You were right, you know, but why would Sophia be mad when Dorothy already agreed to break up with him? Like, that's what I don't, there's no reason for her to be mad. Anyway, and so, like, okay.
Well, no, she was mad because Rose and what's her name was gone all night too. And so she's like, do I need to go get, what if I fall down and I can't get up? It's basically she'd be saying.
Yeah.
That she got to go get herself a life alert bracelet because these bitches ain't around the house anymore.
And so and
that's
why
she needs the bitches in
mad.
The house in case she fall down.
Right. So she was mad because there weren't bitches in the house.
That's it.
Okay. So, all right. That checks out. Okay, so then Dorothy was getting fucked all night, hammered somewhere, and I don't mean drunk. Okay, and so
just getting eddied.
Getting eddied. Oh, dude, like, can you imagine that, like, tiny little dude, like, on giant Dorothy?
I don't want to think about it.
Sounds like a Crumb cartoon back from '70s, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R. Crumb, you know what I'm talking about.
He liked giant women.
Playboy. Yeah.
And so, okay, so then what happens next? Okay, so then Dorothy, I think this is actually when Dorothy agrees to cut it off. Yeah, so I got that wrong.
Yeah, she's all like, I'll do it. You're right. I got to stop this.
I got to stop this dickery.
I'm just using him for the D, exactly.
It's going to hurt me here after it hurts me here.
Boom.
And so that's poetry, guys. And so, because I assume Eddie is like packing heat. You know what I mean?
The chicks can smell it on him, yo.
You can smell his fucking dick. Okay.
I feel like he's got like a secret. He got a secret dick.
Like a two dicks?
He got like some special tongue that nobody know about. Like,
that's kind of also that's what I like thought. He got
some 14-inch tongue hanging out his mouth.
That's what I meant by secret dick.
Or he has two dicks. Like that dude that had two dicks.
Oh, yeah, a couple episodes ago.
A really long tongue and two dicks and three giant fingers. I don't know. So the next scene, Jackie and Marla, they somehow got these girls to go to their house again and sit on their couch. Like, you guys are I don't know, like, if they called them, I wouldn't go. I would not go over there. Because that means trouble. So the court date is the next day. And yeah, court, Miami court, super fast. Everyone knows that.
14-hour service, yo. You're in and out in under
a day. Welcome to Miami courtroom. 14 oh hours or less. And so they're like, they say, you guys got to take the blame for us. And they're like, no, because all the judges already know us. Like, they say something really terrible like that. And
they've been through the system.
Yeah, they've been through the system.
Because they're motherless daughters. That's what happens. Yeah, you go through the system when you ain't got no mama around.
You ain't got no mom. You end up in jail and in my pal organization. So then Blanche pays each of them $150.
Writes them a check,
them a check, yo. And that fucking...
So 1999. They're like,
yeah. And they're like, yeah, we got our whatever. And they take off. And so I guess they're not going to have time to go by the check cashing place because court's in a few hours.
They go into jail. They repeat offenders.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with that money, yo? There's a serious plot flaw right there. Right. Just be pointing out.
They're probably not going to go to the courtroom.
No. They're going to cash that check and just go blow it on...
And then
Coke.
Rose and Blanche will be no-shows, which is even worse.
Oh, this is where it all falls apart.
This is terrible.
Crumbles.
Yeah. So no one wins. Mm-hmm. They have to go work at that Burlington Coat Factory for the rest of their lives. So then the next scene... And that's sort of how that story ends.
But wait, didn't she say she was all like, why are you paying them money to go do this?
Oh, yeah.
And then Blanche be all like,
oh, that was our vacation account. It got canceled.
That we closed last week.
We closed last week.
That she paid him out of. So she be jacking the girls who be jacked. She's just doing to them what the system be doing the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but evil. I think there's no way these girls are showing up to court. This is going to be a mess.
Right. Oh, my God. These girls, they're probably dead now if they existed.
This is 30 years ago. They're golden girls of their own by
they're
now.
Golden girls. They're probably mid-40s, man.
Mid-40s. They're probably twerking on the side of the road somewhere in Miami for cash.
Yeah, they're in Florida young, so they're going to be Florida weathered.
Oh, no.
Ooh, battered by the sun.
Battered. With mothers of their own, but not there for their kids. Okay, and so, all right, so this is when Eddie is like shows up and like Dorothy's gonna break up with him, but she sort of throws herself on him, like she can't resist.
She can't resist him. His sexiness, yo. I know how he feel, I get that. Happened to me all the time at the shows, yo. I know.
So then Blanche is like, I'm going to sit you down and let me tell you what's going on. And she's like, wow, that smell is so good. And he's like, it smells like roast beef because I sweat. And she's
What was Porterhouse steak.
Porterhouse steak?
Yeah.
And so then like then Rose throws herself on him.
She tries to calm the situation and all of a sudden gets caught up in his aura of sexuality too.
Yeah, she can sniff that D as well. Says like the best earlobes I've seen or something like that. There's a lot of earlobe talk.
There's a lot of earlobe talk in that whole episode.
Yeah, the fetish, whatever this writer had about
earlobes.
Earlobes. We sound just like Eddie.
They were lobing it on Flick.
Oh,
I lobe you so much.
Oh, I got nothing. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Okay.
If you wait for me.
Well, mine kind of failed. Okay.
Lobe trotters.
Yay. Okay. And so, all right. Then that's when, like, he reveals his magical curse, potion number 9 bullshit. Like, women, ever since I was a child, women have been obsessed with me, and I have no idea why. It's because I'm so cute or whatever. And like, it was this whole scene I was just very uncomfortable with, because I don't know.
He's a straight up Mac player, and he know it.
And I know it.
He know it. And he's trying to play it off like until he gets called on it. And then he's like, yeah, I got all you bitches around my finger, yo.
So if he says it, it becomes true. He's like, maybe he's one of those, maybe he's like Teen Witch, like, where he just says something
and it happens.
Totally. Like, like, I want to be popular, and it just happens. All right. So this guy's a teen witch.
I think we're definitely looking at a teen witch situation.
But like an older teen witch, because he ain't no teen no more. He's like elderly witch.
Maybe it's teen witch.
He's elderly a warlock. Witch.
A peen witch.
A peen witch.
Oh. Oh my goodness. He's either, or he was teen witch and he wished to be an old man. To fuck old ladies. That's the Teen Witch's disgusting story that you never saw, that got cut out of the movie. Okay. And so
so all three of the ladies be fighting over him.
They're all almost fucking fighting.
They're just getting worked up.
Yeah. And then it doesn't really get resolved, because they sort of like ask him to leave or something, and then Sophia gets home, and then she is like, oh, there's something in your
on hair, your neck.
On your neck. There's a birthmark on your neck. She's like, oh, and he's like, what? And she's like, oh, that one. And she jumps on him because of his fucking Teen Witch spell and fucking rides him out of the scene. And he walks backwards.
End credits.
Yeah, so she basically fucks him in the yard. All right, guys, I think we did it.
I would really be interested to seeing what the follow-up show was the next 30 minutes and see where that goes from.
OMG, you are reading my mind. Because, like, what situation?
The follow-up from their days-long orgy on the front yard.
All four of them just attacking him and sucking his blood out and shit.
Oh, man, sucking the blood into his dick.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Dreyfus joins in.
The neighbor's dog. All right, guys. So, Hot Rock, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for being a podcast and having me on your podcast, yo.
This comes out June 15th, actually. And so, are there any shows that you'd like to promote, or where can people find you online?
I'm absolutely sure I got some shows going on, and I'm so high right now I can't remember any of it. So you go to supajoint.com, supajoint.com, or you just, whatever your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, whatever you be on, it's at supajoint, and I'm sure I'll be posting ish up there for everybody to know where I be at.
Nice. Thank you. So check out Hot Rock Super Joint.
Hot Rock Super Joint!
Awesome fake rapper galore.
Weed rapper. Arizona's premier weed rapper, yo.
Premier weed rapper. All right. And Genevieve, June 15th.
After January 2017.
This doesn't come out until like 6 months. What are you doing?
All right. I'm not sure what shows I have coming up, so I think I'm just going to promote my social media. So I'm at Genevieve Rice. I did recently join Snapchat.
Oh my God, I just joined Snapchat too, yo.
We gotta follow each other.
We gotta follow each other.
I'm at Genevieve underscore Rice. Genevieve Rice was taken. So
what? Waited too long.
There's some probably some 95-year-old woman that's
Snapchatting her cooch to people all over the earth.
Yes, Snapchatting my cooch.
It's very hard to compete with as a Genevieve Rice. I'll probably just be snapping my cats.
Aw, super cute. And becoming a cat with the
I've done that feature. I think they're called stories. Are they called stories? Where I did one with me and I merged my face with Dabney Coleman.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. So, and I'm at Anthony DeSimito on Twitter and Instagram. No Snapchat yet. Maybe I'll get one today. And so I don't have anything booked right now for my shows. Yeah, I definitely don't.
Oh, I have one show. Booked.
Oh, you have a show?
Yeah, I have a show on June 30th. The Snark Show. We're going to have that at Monkey Pants.
Yay.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome, yo.
I'll probably be doing something in Austin at the end of June. So stay tuned, Austin, and along with our own individual podcasts, our individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter and is at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or any other platform you used to listen to us today. Music is by Mike Kennison and Brad Kokernak. And his Twitter is Coker Nuts, so that's why I wanted to say Coker Nuts. Follow him at Coker Nuts too, and Mike at MIKD33. The next episode, if you're following along, it is season 4, episode 15. It is titled Valentine's Day, and so yay, good. Something special.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. That's my dealer. I told him that I was going to be over there. Yeah, dude. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I'm almost done with this podcast. I'll call you right back. Is that cool? All right, cool. Okay. I'll talk to you then, homie. Bye. Sorry about that, guys. That's bad. My bad. I should turn that shit off. Yo.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
Gotta get that weed, yo. All right. Thank you everyone for listening and have a beautiful day and or night. Yay!
Yay! Thank you for being friends, homies.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.